day.
Bright smile every day.
Helping someone on life's way. From the paths of sin, bring the wanderers in to the master's fold to stay. Help to cheer the lone and sad. Help to make some weary glad. Let your life so be that all of us may see the joy of serving Jesus with a smile.
Good morning and welcome to 1 hour of God's Music. I'm Earlene Starnes. With me is Ken Hurley. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, Earlene, and good morning, everyone.
We are very happy that you tuned in. I think you will enjoy every moment. We're on until 8:30, so there is a 5-minute news break at the top of the hour, but we are just gone for a little while. Anyway, just to start off the program, we have a great group. It's the Guardians, and they're singing off of their latest project. And I just happened to look through and found some really great music. This first one is called Heaven is Happening. And the next one is called Rest in Him.
There's a little angel band in worship, singing praises to God near the throne. There's a welcome committee in glory, showing people all around their new home.
Well, I know it's a great celebration, with the saints in that place gathered near. But there's a little bit of heaven on this side of forever, and it's going on right here.
Out to a need. There are people who are living the gospel, hearing the word of God and taking heed. It's a father taking care of his children. It's a mother spending time on her knees. In the songs of the saints or a sinner's new birth, heaven is happening here on earth.
That no news is good news, and they say the world is falling apart. But the good news is heaven's still working, and you can watch it from wherever you are.
Whoa, whoa.
In a place where you never expect it, the hand of God is moving somehow. Oh, there's a little bit of glory that shows up in the story. It's heaven on earth right now.
When a brother lends a hand to a brother, when a neighbor reaches out to a need, there are people who are living the gospel, hearing the word of God and taking heed. It's a father taking care of his children. It's a mother spending time on her knees. In the songs of the saints or a sinner's new birth, heaven is happening here on earth. When a brother lends a hand to a brother, when a neighbor reaches out to a need, there are people who are living the gospel, hearing the word of God and taking heed. It's a father taking care of his children. It's a mother spending time on her knees. In the songs of the saints or a sinner's new birth, heaven is happening here on earth. Heaven is happening here on earth.
I said heaven is happening here on earth.
You've labored far too long without a hand to hold or arm to lean on. You lie awake at night, 'cause pain has gripped your mind and peace is so far gone. And you question, can I walk another mile when you don't think you have a friend? When it seems you're all alone, just look around and you'll find Jesus where he's always there. Rest in him and you'll be safe and sound. Just lay your burden down and wrap his love around you. Rest in him. Don't get lost in the sorrow. There's hope for your tomorrow, and you can smile again. Right now, just rest in him. The struggles of the day have shattered all your dreams, and no one seems to care. The pieces of your heart that life has torn apart are scattered everywhere. Then you hear a gentle whisper saying, come to me, there's comfort for your weary soul. So just take a leap of faith and fall into his loving arms, and he will make you whole. Rest in him and you'll be safe and sound. Just lay your burden down and wrap his love around you. Rest in him. Don't get lost in the sorrow, there's hope for your tomorrow, and you can smile again right now. Rest in him. Don't get lost in the sorrow, there's hope for your tomorrow, and you can smile. Right now, just rest in him. Right now, just rest in him.
This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. Romans 8:28 tells us that all things work together for good for those who love God. The story of Joseph, found in Genesis, is a good example of this. Joseph was sold into slavery by his brothers, falsely accused, imprisoned for 2 years, and then God used the situation to put him second in command of Egypt and save millions of people from starvation. And in Genesis 50:20, one of my favorite verses, Joseph tells his brothers that you meant this for evil, but God meant it for good. You see, if you love God and are willing to wholeheartedly submit to him, he can use every situation for his good. Ultimately, my friends, all things work together for good to those who love God and are called according to his purpose. This is Dr. Wilson from Everyday Healthcare. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Dr. Wilson. Now we have a song by the Lefevre Quartet, and it looks like a new album, a new song, and we thought Lefevre's were quitting. They told us they were, but it looks like they're back together, and they've got some new members in the group. And so here they are singing Nobody Like Jesus.
If you're lost and you're broken, if you're at a dead end, if you've run out of chances and got nothing left to give, there's a hope for tomorrow, there's a song for today, there's one who'll hold your hand even in your darkest days.
It was almost like a tornado hit in May 2013. Every single part of my life was impacted and damaged by my drug addiction. If you can imagine the scene, it's dark. It looks like more storms are on the way, and any eventual restoration looks almost impossible. But on May 25th of that year, the clouds began to break. I made it through that day and the days after, 24 hours at a time. Through much prayer and the help of Porter's Call, I began my path to recovery at Cumberland Heights Treatment Facility. After 30 days of inpatient treatment and 5 weeks of outpatient treatment, I was encouraged to attend 90 recovery meetings in 90 days. Just like seeking shelter during a tornado, many of those recovery meetings took place in the basement of different churches all around Nashville. And if you fast forward to March 25th, 2022, I sat down with Tony Wood and Michael Farron, and we wrote a song about those recovery meetings. The basement, however, is more than just a song to me. We tried to capture the full experience for everyone who's been there, those who need to find a meeting tonight, and for those who've never even heard about the miracles that are happening in the basements of churches all over the world. On May 25th, 2023, by the grace of God, I will celebrate 10 years of recovery from drug addiction, and part of our celebration includes sharing the experience of the basement with you. And we hope that you will share it with others.
The saints are in the pews. They sing the songs and say amen as the preacher brings good news. They gather round the altar and call on Jesus' name. He never fails to meet them there. Lives are always changed. But on any given Thursday night, down a creaky flight of stairs, through a door that never shuts just right, in some worn-out folding chairs, there's a different kind of desperate most folks never see. And if you think what happens upstairs is amazing, wait until you see what he's been doing in the basement. There ain't a lot of shouting, much less suits and ties, cheap coffee and the smell of smoke, some coming off a high. Hello, my name is so-and-so. Hello, we're glad you came. And just like that, this worn-out room becomes a holy place. 'Cause on any given Thursday night, down a creaky flight of stairs, through a door that never shuts just right, in some worn-out folding chairs, there's a different kind of desperate most folks never see. And if you think what happens upstairs is amazing, wait until you see what he's been doing in the basement. Oh, if you've never seen a miracle, I can tell you where they mean. I know at least a dozen, and you know one now, 'cause you know me. On any given Thursday night, down a creaky flight of stairs, through a door that never shuts just right, in some worn-out folding chairs, there's a different kind of desperate most folks never see. And if you think what happens upstairs is amazing, yeah, we all know what happens upstairs is amazing. But wait until you see what he's been doing in the basement. What he's doing in the basement.
Well, up next, folks, we have two songs by Triumphant Quartet. First of all, we have How Saved I Am and Waymaker.
I still remember who I used to be when this heart cried out to be free. I was desperate, a failure, in need of a savior. And I still remember the moment, the time, when I finally surrendered my life. I was broken and ran into arms wide open. Oh, what a difference he made in me. Because of the blood I'm forgiven and free. Everything changed the moment his mercy found me, found me. Now every sin has been traded for grace. Love came and washed away every stain. And I'll testify over and over again how lost I was, how saved I am.
Maybe you're thinking you're too far gone. You can't get to the cross from the road that you're on. But he'll find you right there, trust me, I've been there.
Oh, what a difference he made in me. Because of the blood I'm forgiven and free. Everything changed the moment his mercy found me, found me. Now every sin has been traded for grace. Love came and washed away every stain. And I'll testify over and over again how lost I was, how saved I am.
I'm praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song.
Oh, what a difference he made in me. Because of the blood I'm forgiven and free. Everything changed the moment his mercy found me, found me. Now every sin has been traded for grace. Love came and washed away every stain. I'll testify over and over again. Over and over again. How lost I was, how saved I am. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
You are here. Who you are way maker, miracle worker, promise.
us keep light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Friends, it's time to tell you where to see and hear Reliance. And first of all, I want to give a shout out to our friends up at Hilltop Chapel in Miramonte. We were there yesterday in concert. We had such a great time. Mm-hmm. And coming up on June the 23rd, that's a Friday night just around the corner, Reliance is going to be opening for Liberty Quartet from Boise, Idaho. That's going to be a great night. That one starts at 7 p.m. June the 23rd. At Northwest Church. That's 5415 Northwest Avenue here in Fresno. It's a free admission concert, but let me mention that we're trying something new. We're going to have special front and center seating available for a nominal fee. If you would like to sit up front and center to be up there intimate with the singers, you can do that by calling my wife, Sharon, at 974-2397. That's 559-974-2397. And I'll see you there.
And, oh, we're going to be in the new sanctuary, the one on the north side.
Right.
So that will be awesome.
That's right.
Now we have a great song written and sung by Reliance. And I'm talking about written by Ken Hurley right here with us. So, okay, got your microphone in front of you?
Yep.
Okay, Ken, this is called Jose.
South of the border in a poor little town lived a boy whose name was Jose. Lost and forgotten, he lived all alone on the streets around the cafe. His favorite fun was when people would come with guitars and tambourines. They would turn the cafe into a church on Sundays, and he loved to hear them sing. They sang, Jesus forgives us, he takes our sin all away. We need him, we believe in him, won't you come and be with us today? One faithful Sunday, with all of his courage, he bravely entered inside.
The elderly pastor standing in front said, "How may I help you, child?" "My name is Jose. I'm looking for Jesus. I've heard what he's done for you. I just wanted to meet him and be his friend, and maybe he can help me too."
Jose.
Well, the pastor smiled and said, "Yes, he's here, but he's not just a man like me. You see, Jesus is Lord and he lives in our hearts, and I know that he would love to meet. Here, take my hand, close your eyes, just tell him what's in your heart." There wasn't one dry eye in that whole cafe as everybody heard him start. He sang,
"Jesus, forgive me, take my sin all away. I need you, I believe in you, won't you come and be with me today?"
And then they all say, "Jesus forgives us, he takes our sin all away. We need him, we believe in him, won't you come and be with us today?"
Now 20 years later, the town has grown. There's a church where the cafe had been, where hundreds of people come to learn about Jesus and to offer up praise to him. And when the bright young pastor sees anyone new, he rushes up quickly to say, "Welcome to the church for the lost and forgotten. My name is Pastor Jose." And they sing,
"Jesus forgives us, he takes our sin all away. We need him, we believe in him, won't you come and be with us today?" They sing, "Jesus forgives us, he takes our sin all away. We need him, we believe in him, won't you come and be with us today?"